1. Of drugs and donations. Activating the pleasure part of the brain. The science behind the transformative power of giving. The morning of December 26, 2004, Czech model Petra Nemcova, then age 25, and her fiancé, photographer Simon Atley, 33, were vacationing in the resort town of Khao Lak, Thailand. They had met 2 years earlier on a photo shoot and were living out a fairy tale long-distance romance. Petra lived in New York, while Simon lived in London. But they were always traveling around the world. Portugal, Miami, Cape Town, Chile, Vermont, wherever their jobs took them. Petra planned the vacation in Thailand as a special surprise for Simon, who had never been there. They had spent the first few days on a scuba diving cruise, sleeping under the stars. "It was just so beautiful." Simon was so happy. "It's just strange how, in the split of a second, everything can change so much." That morning, one of the strongest earthquakes in recorded history took place, triggering a series of devastating tsunamis along the coasts of the Indian Ocean. Petra and Simon were in their bungalow when the first wave hit. "I heard people screaming and people running away. Everyone was so frantic," she says. "It was just so surrealistic." Then the water flooded their bungalow and pulled them outside in seconds. Simon was screaming, "Petra, Petra, what's going on?" All the windows in the bungalow broke, and Petra was swept into a current of debris. "The power of the water was bringing all the fallen trees, all the broken buildings, and all the wood. It was such a strong current, you couldn't do anything. You just had to go with it." Petra didn't know that after that moment, she would never see the love of her life again. He again screamed, "Petra, Petra!" "It was the last time I saw him." The tsunami left a trail of destruction in 14 countries and killed more than 230,000 people, including Simon. Petra soon realized that her pelvis was broken, which disabled her legs and left her with only the use of her arms. "I was just screaming from the top of my lungs. The power of the water was pushing my hip and breaking it and breaking it and breaking it," she says. She moved toward a partially submerged...